Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Rick Maurer is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Rick, thanks again for being here. Rick Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R, rickmaurer.com is the website. The books are there. Why Don't You Want What I Want? Beyond the Wall of Resistance. That's what we're trying to get to, folks, with this, with the change leadership that Rick has taught us how to conduct. Rick, you've got four stages in the life of change. You've taught us what those are over the years. What's the next thing we need to do to affect change, to set it up the right way, to talk to people the right way about it, to get curiosity from them, to get urgency from them, and make it happen?
Okay, good. So the first one was making a case, and the energy you need is urgency, curiosity and urgency. So that's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is getting started on the right foot. And unfortunately, a lot of places start right there. They ought to be starting back with that, making a case. But right there, getting started on the right foot is, what are we going to do? What are our plans? What are our timelines? That's basic stuff. But the energy you need, in addition to whatever the steps are, the energy you need is you need people to be excited and to feel like they're engaged in a meaningful way. So it isn't that they come to meetings and they're an audience member. They come to meetings and they are expected to roll up their sleeves. So that's missing, sadly, in a lot of organizations.
So if you want your ideas to catch on and maybe become, take a life of their own and hopefully become institutionalized, you have to help people become engaged with your idea.
Exactly. Yeah. And the cool thing is it doesn't have to take more time. The image I've been using lately is you need to be like a good barista. You know, if I order a latte, a good barista is able to blend the espresso and the milk together so I can't tell where one ends and the other begins.
Right.
And you can build support in. It doesn't have to be an add-on or an afterthought. You know, you can take a look at some of the most boring meetings you have to go to and say, all right, so how would we infuse energy? How would we get people engaged in this meeting?
And now, see, you just made me think of something. See, as a grizzled old salesman, I've been successful over the years by learning how to do role-playing. And I've done a lot of role-playing in my career with other people, with teams and groups. I've taught it. I've been the teacher and I've been the victim and the customer and the salesperson. But when you're all alone, when it's just you and you're trying to develop an idea, you're trying to convince somebody to buy from you, you do the role-play with yourself. You say to yourself, and when I'm about to go to a meeting, I play in my head, what am I going to say? What do I think they're going to say back to me? How do I, and I'll go through three or four scenarios. How will I respond if they say this? How will I respond if they say that? And then I say things like, be prepared to be surprised. I have those words with myself. Isn't that a good way to approach a team with a new idea?
I think it's a great way. The one thing I'd want to look for is, as I'm doing this role play with myself, do I think that what I'm going to say, is it actually going to increase energy? Is it going to get people to go? Is it going to get people to lean in? And if even as the words are coming out of your own mouth, you're getting bored with yourself, that's a tip off.
That's it. No, that's what the role play is for. So you make your mistakes before you get there. You get those out of the way.
Exactly.
Whoa, wait a minute. I better come up with a better word. You know, pablum would not be a good word to use in my. I better talk about popcorn instead of pablum. Something, right? Use better words.
Right. Yeah.
I like role playing. I just 100%. Think it's important. Also, I think self-analysis. You're talking about getting engagement. I think self-analysis helps you understand, all right, where am I weak? Where am I strong? How do I get, you know, and you've already taught us what engagement is. It's when people, as you say, they catch our curiosity and they catch our urgency. Last thoughts. Last thoughts, Rick.
Well, first of all, I agree with you. Yeah. And it can be the last thought is I just want to remind people of this coffee thing. I don't want to overdo it, but just saying, all right, I'm going to be meeting with these people. How do I do this in a way that mixes in the kind of energy that I'm looking for along with whatever content I've got to do?
Right.
And forget about the theories, other models. If you ask those questions, I think you're going to have a chance of saying, wow, I'm doing 90% of the talking. I better change
that. That's exactly right. And that's something you role play for. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks, Jim.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.